I would add something different to everything else I've said, and that's that technology doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens in a cultural, social, political, economic environment. And so I think that when we look about how technology is going to affect the military, I think it's also important to look about it as it's not in isolation from the economics, geopolitics, environmental elements. And also that we shouldn't forget that the military is a tool of political leadership. It's a part of their toolbox, and that are also other parts, and as they have different instruments of power. But I think that the defense community shouldn't be the only face of democratic statecraft. And so I hope that when we look at technology, we'll also try to leverage the social and cultural soft power techniques as we look to find mutual solutions.